Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this episode, we're going to talk about overindulging. And this, by the way, has nothing to do with the fact this show is hitting the airwaves on Boxing Day 2019. Okay, maybe it does. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that you're wrong or bad if you feel like this. I'm just going to offer some ideas of how to make that icky, overfull, slightly sluggish feeling go away if it's bothering you. But let's face it, it's not only on Boxing Day that we may feel a bit full, bloated, or sluggish. So whenever you need them, these are some great links, some great resources that I personally use and have found to be incredibly helpful. So I have used this Yoga with Adrian, Yoga for Digestion video more than once, and it's yoga for when you overeat. It's part of her Yoga for Digestion series on YouTube. I will, of course, link in the show notes. And I've used it a lot because when I'm stressed, the first thing that reacts, that lets me know I'm not operating at optimum capacity, is my gut. And what happens is my digestion slows down and I bloat horribly. And it can feel really painful and it can feel very uncomfortable and like I can't move around properly. And it would be so easy to take some sort of digestive relief to help. And I do often over the years, I always have something in my handbag with me just in case. Something can tip me over the edge or a meal can just set me on the course for bloating in that way. But over the years, I have found that adding anything to the equation is always very temporary a help. If my stomach's out of whack and I put something chemical on top of it, or chemical doesn't mean it's bad, water's a chemical, but you know what I mean, if I take a solution, sometimes it will help temporarily, but it won't actually deal with the bigger problem. And this video actually really, really helps. It's only 15 minutes of your time as well. And for me, at least, it stops that feeling that your gut is blown up like a balloon that's at the point where any more air in it and it's going to pop, that overinflated feeling. So it's Yoga with Adrian. It's part of her Yoga for Digestion series and it's called Yoga for When You Overeat. But I have found that whether I've overeaten or whether I've eaten something and my gut's reacted, or whether I'm stressed and I've got that still full distended feeling, then it's absolutely brilliant for that. So that's what to do if you feel like your gut needs something. But then what about if you've overindulged with alcohol? Then the best cure I found, and by cure I mean indicator of what I need, is fresh air. If I can go for a walk and I don't want to immediately be ill, then I will continue to take the walk very, very slowly and then gently, very gradually rehydrate and try not to relive the embarrassing moments from the night before, because you know there would be some, as I recover. But if the fresh air hits my face and I want to be ill, then it's probably best to just sleep it off. Obviously, if you're listening to this and you're on your way to work, I can't help with that. But if you have the luxury of being able to go back to bed, then sometimes you just need to go back to bed. In my younger years, maybe my 20s and 30s, I used to do this with running. I used to wake up after a night out and think, if I can run and I don't puke, then I'll be fine. But if I think, and I used to call it kill or cure, but if I go out and I think I'm going to be sick, then that's, and I've been a bit gentler on myself as I've got a bit older. So I don't run anymore. I just go out and get some fresh air. The best cure for a hangover, if you look it up online, is prevention. But that's absolutely no use to you if you are listening to this episode and you have a hangover, because the damage is already done. But fresh air, a spicy Bloody Mary, if you subscribe to the idea of hair of the dog, a sports drink has for many years been one of my favourites, or a full breakfast. None of these are scientifically proven, but in my experience, they can take the edge off. Truth is, The best cure might be someone stroking your hair and telling you it'll all be all right. It depends what you were drinking. Or it might just be everybody leaving you alone for a few hours. Who knows? But all I would say, if you have overindulged with alcohol, take it easy on yourself. I remember once having a terrible hangover when I was staying with a friend, and the next morning saying, oh, I'll get up with your kids because I love them. They're amazing. And I made them play hide and seek. And I just, every time they would go off and hide, I would just count to 100 very, very slowly with my head between my legs. It's 1, 2, I'm coming, ready or not. And that kind of gave me a little bit of a breather. And finally, this is a mini show because this is going out on Boxing Day during Christmas Podding, my beloved daily podcast. I guess the most important thing is to not give yourself a hard time. A few days of overindulgence, whether it's holiday, Christmas, birthday, whatever it is, they really aren't all that bad. And you won't feel like this in a couple of days. It's just a feeling in the here and now. So just don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Just lean into it. Maybe enjoy it. And the main thing is just please don't beat yourself up over it. Don't be unfair to yourself. Be kind to yourself and just go, yep, I feel a bit over and I feel like I've overindulged, but I won't feel like this in a couple of days. And then you can think about what you might do next. But don't suddenly think, right, I'm going to start a fitness regime or I'm going to start the particular way of eating. Just go, yeah, I've overindulged. It happens. Let's revisit this in 3 days and see how I feel. Just be kind to yourself. Thank you so much for listening. Obviously, if you want to get in touch with me, email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You might want to share your tips for overindulging or how not for overindulging. I think we can all manage that perfectly well by ourselves. But your tips for dealing with overindulging, whether it's food, whether it's alcohol, share those in the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. Just click the link, answer the questions and agree to the forum rules. I would absolutely adore to see you in there. So please do join. And if you want to DM me and to share with me your hangover cures, whatever they might be, maybe your tips for how to combat overindulging, whether you've got a yoga video that is similar to the one that I've mentioned from Yoga with Adrian, then DM me on Twitter and Instagram where I'm at Emma Guns. It would be a delight to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.